Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacari Satarine.
What follows is a reading of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami's Sri Vrajavilas Tava, prayers glorifying the Lord's pastimes in Vraja, translated by Kushakrata Das of the Krishna Institute in Los Angeles. Anyone interested to purchase copies of this book or to get a free catalog may write to the Krishna Institute, 3755 Watsaka Avenue, apartment 209 in Los Angeles, California, 90034. We begin with a dedication of the book by Kushakrata Das. Stavam Vajavilasam Sri Raghunathanuvaditam Gurave Prabhupadaya Gaurave Narpayamyaham. I respectfully dedicate this translation of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami's Sri Vrajavilas Tava to my spiritual master, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. A glimpse into the life of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, written by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami was probably born in the year 1494 in a Kayasta family as the son of Govardhan Majumdar, who was the younger brother of the then Zamindar Hiranya Majumdar. The village where he took birth is known as Sri Krishnapur. On the railway line between Calcutta and Burdwan is a station named Trisha Bhaga, and about 1.5 miles away is the village of Sri Krishnapur, where the parental home of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami was situated. The forefathers of Srila Raghunath Das were all Vaishnavas and were very rich men. His spiritual master at home was Yadunandana Acharya. Although Raghunath Das was a family man, he had no attachment for his estate and wife. Seeing his tendency to leave home, his father and uncle engaged special bodyguards to watch over him. But nevertheless, he managed to escape their vigilance and went away to Jagannath Puri to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This incident took place in the year 1517. Raghunath Das Goswami compiled 3 books named Stavamala or Stavavali, Dana Charita, and Mukta Charita. The Vrajavilas Tava is part of the Stavavali. He lived for a long duration of life. For most of his life, he resided at Radhakunda. The place where Raghunath Das Goswami performed his devotional service still exists by Radhakund. He almost completely gave up eating, and therefore he was very skinny and of weak health. His only concern was to chant the holy name of the Lord. He gradually reduced his sleeping until he was almost not sleeping at all. It is said that his eyes were always full of tears. When Srinivas Acharya went to see Raghunath Das Goswami, the Goswami blessed him by embracing him. Srinivas Acharya requested his blessings for preaching in Bengal, and Srila Raghunath Das granted them. In the Gaura Ganadesh Deepika, it is stated that Srila Raghunath Das Goswami was formerly the gopi named Rasa Manjari. Sometimes it is said that he was Rati Manjari. Text 1.
Pratishta Ranjubi Badham Kamanyar Ratna Patibhi Chitvata Sangharantastan Agari Pandu Mambata.
The highwaymen of lust, greed, and anger have captured me and bound me with the ropes of the desire for fame. I pray that the heroic devotees of Lord Krishna, the enemy of the Agha demon, may defeat my captors and cut the ropes that bind me.
Dagdham vartaka vanya vanya vidalam dashtam duranyahina vidham mamati parapasya vishikai korhadi singharvatam. Swamin prema sudadavam kudunayadrakpayaya shihari yenaitanavadhiya sandatamaham dhiroba vantam bhaje.
I am scorched by the blazing forest fire of old age, deeply bitten by the poisonous snake of blindness, pierced by the sharp arrows of forced dependence on others, and surrounded by the lions of anger, lust, and greed. O Lord Krishna, please give me the nectarian potion of pure love for you, which will make me strong and heroic enough to resist all the enemies and constantly engage in your devotional service without deviation.
Yanmaduri divya sudhara sabdhe smite kanena pyatilolitatma bhanyaya vrajasthan kilan vrajamcha natva sunato batatav dhijikshi.
By tasting a single drop of the memory of the transcendental nectar ocean of the sweetness of the divine couple, my heart has become restless. I bow down before the land and people of Raja. I yearn to see my two masters.
Bradhum bhavasudadravena nitaram mangitam aptvaya yo ghosti bikshnamananga esha padita krida vinodam rasai. Pricho lasa yatiha mugna mitanashri nivatang savimo gandhava gridhadino badakada draksyami raginato.
The disembodied demigod Cupid, who attained a body by continuously tasting the nectar of the sight of the divine couple, eternally illuminates this entire land of Braja with a jubilant festival of Lord Krishna's transcendental amorous pastimes. When shall I lovingly gaze on Sri Sri Gandharva Giridhari, Sri Sri Radha Krishna, the crowning garlands of all charming couples? The city of Dwarka, where the brother and sons of the Lord reside, and where the Lord enjoys transcendental pastimes with a great multitude of queens, each eclipsing many hundreds of goddesses of fortune, is dearer even than Vaikuntha. Because it is the place of Lord Krishna's birth, Mathura, the abode of transcendental love, is even more dear than Dwarka. Within the district of Mathura, the land of Sri Braja is splendidly manifest. I eternally worship the land of Mathura. Even today, affectionate Lord Krishna enjoys the very sweet nectar of transcendental pastimes there, herding the cows with his brother and his many dear friends. A wonderful sweetness becomes manifest in the hearts of them who understand the nectar of this place. A Braja, which is more dear even than the city of Mathura, I take shelter. Surrounded by their witty gopi friends, the youthful divine couple enjoys many kinds of transcendental pastimes within the groves and mountain caves and among the blossoming vines of Vrindavan Forest. I worship Vrindavan Forest, which is delightful with the scent of their lotus feet.
Yatra Sri Padito Brahmacha Viritam Tasta Mahasidhaya Spita Srishtida Lamgivam Udayani Vaso Vigoshtaukasam Vatsalyat Padipalito Vihadate Krishna Pitribhyam Sukhais Tannandishad Malayam Vajapate Goshtotamangam Bhaji.
In Vrindavan is the town of Nandishwar, where the goddess of fortune always walks, where the great mystic perfections are eternally present, where the cows are protected, where the people of Braja live, and where Lord Krishna happily enjoys transcendental pastimes under the loving protection of his parents. I worship this town of Nandishwara, the home of the king of Braja and the most important part of the land of Braja. To celebrate his son's birth, the king of Gokula respectfully gave in charity to the Brahmins palatable foods, nectar beverages, and transcendental cows decorated with many jewels. Day after day, he satisfied the Brahmins with these valuable presentations, and he repeatedly begged for their blessings on his infant boy. I worship the king of Gokula, who was always absorbed in thoughts of his son. May the queen of Braja, whose breasts continuously trickle milk out of maternal love for her son, who is prepared to give her life many millions of times to protect him from even a single drop of perspiration, and who is so attached to him that if for a moment she cannot see him, she cries like a cow frightened for her newborn calf, protect us. Because of her own son Balaram's intimate friendship with him, Rohini Devi showers her love upon Lord Krishna. She is an expert cook, and she delights the king and queen of Braja with her sincere friendship and saintly qualities. The splendor of Lord Balaram's transcendental form eclipses many millions of glistening rising moons, and the slightest scent of his boundless strength is sufficient to destroy many armies of demons. Although he knows the supernatural power of his younger brother, Krishna, still, out of love for him, he never leaves him alone in the forest for even a moment. I offer my prayers to Lord Balaram, the enemy of Dhenukasura. Parjanya nama nijanaptrigavai Parjanya lakshan habito vinindan Yonarmatandan ramati sikarni Namamyaho Krishna Pitamahantam Priyasya naptu sukato tikarvat Bado nayasya patatak prithivyam Namaminamar chitanapra chandram Vadiyasim Krishna Pitamahintam. Speaking with a voice that seems to mock the roaring of hundreds of thousands of thunderclouds, Parjanya Maharaj expresses his pride at having such a wonderful grandson. I offer my respectful obeisances to Parjanya, Krishna's grandfather, who is expert at delighting his grandson by speaking many joking words into his ear. I offer my respectful obeisances to Variyasi Devi, Krishna's grandmother. With merry joking words, she worships Sri Krishna, calling him the moon of grandsons. She is so happy and proud of her grandson that her feet no longer touch the ground when she walks. His face handsome with a great white beard and his complexion dark, pious Upananda is the respected prime minister in the council chambers of the king of Braja. Upananda delights his nephew Krishna, considering him millions of times more dear than his own life. I pray that Upananda may always stay in the government council and protect the land of Braja. Nanda Maharaj's younger brother, Sananda, is very gentle, affectionate, and generous. His complexion is fair and his beard black. He is very devoted to his elder brother, and he is the father of Sunanda Gopi. He pleases Krishna by giving him palatable dishes made with buffalo yogurt. He worships Krishna with every breath. May Lord Krishna's uncle, Sananda, the master of a great herd of buffalo, always protect us.
Shyamak sukshmamati yuvati madodoh jyoti vidamagrani Bandityadita gishpatar vajapatir samye kritavastiti Krishnam palayati hiyakpriyataya pranam budarapyalam Mantre napipanandasu namihatam prityasubhadram numo दैत्याद् बीते प्रतिविकलदि कोमलाङ्गस्य सूनो कृष्णस्योच्चै सततमवने वत्सला व्यग्रचित्ता कृच्चैरम्बां बहुभिरपितो हन्द सन्तोष्य सूरन् दैत्यघ्नं ह्य सुतमजनयात् साम्बिका पातु धात्री.
Upananda's son Subhadra is dark-complexioned, youthful, handsome, and intelligent. He is the best of astrologers. With his vast scholarship, he has defeated even Brihaspati. He stays at the left hand of the king of Braja. With good advice, he protects Lord Krishna, who is millions of times more dear to him than his own life. With great pleasure, let us glorify and offer our respectful obeisances to Subhadra. Frightened that delicate Krishna may be hurt by the demons, Ambika performed severe austerities for many days to please the goddess Durga, who granted her a boon that her son Vijay would become a powerful hero able to kill many demons. May Ambika, Lord Krishna's nurse, protect us. Saying, "Where are the demons? With ease I shall shorten their lives." Vijay calls so loudly that his words are heard in millions of spiritual universes. Out of maternal affection for Krishna, Ambika instructed her son Vijay to always stay near child Krishna and protect him from the demons. I worship Vijay, the son of Krishna's nurse. Bhanguri Muni, the learned chief priest of Brajapur, is the personification of all the Vedas. Every day he chants mantras for the protection of each of Krishna's limbs. Every day he smells Krishna's head. Every day he offers Krishna many benedictions. I bow down and offer my respectful obeisances to Bhanguri Muni, the best of the sages. Sri Dama is the most expert and clever of the cowherd boys, and he is the abode of intense love for Lord Krishna. His complexion is dark, and he is proud that his qualities, age, clothing, and handsome features closely resemble those of Lord Krishna. If for a single moment he cannot see his friend Krishna, he trembles with anxiety. I completely take shelter of Sri Dama, the constant companion of Lord Krishna.
गाधानुराग बदतो विदहस्य वीत्या स्वप्ने पिगोकुलविदो न जहाति हस्तम् यो राधिकापनय निर्जद सिक्त चेतास तं प्रेम विम्बलतनुं सुबलं नमामि. कृत्वाय कत्तगवं कुलानि पदित कृष्णेन सार्धं मुदा हस्ता हस्ति विनोद नर्म कतनय केलन्ति मित्रोत्करा भ्रेमाम्भोदि विधावत गौरव महापङ्कस्तदङ्काचितस् तत्पादर्पित चित्त जीवत कलाये तन्त पुण्यामहे.
Filled with deep love for him and anxious that they may be separated, Subal never even in a dream lets go of the hand of Sri Krishna, the moon of Gokula. Subal's heart is sprinkled by the waters of the swiftly moving mountain stream of devotion to Srimati Radhika. I offer my respectful obeisances to Subal, whose body trembles with love for Sri Sri Radha Krishna. Krishna's friends assemble the Surabhi cows in one place, and holding one another's hands, play and joke. For them, the ocean of pure love has washed away the mud of awe and reverence in Krishna's presence. Let us take shelter of these boys, whose hearts, lives, and property are all placed as an offering at Lord Krishna's lotus feet. Pure-hearted, eternally hungry, jubilant, and splendid Madhu Mangal is the personified mellows of comedy. And every day he induces the laughter of his two friends, Radha and Krishna, with a host of comic speeches and gestures. With great devotion, let us at once bow down to offer our respects to Madhu Mangal, the joking friend of Lord Krishna, the moon of Vrindavan. Purnamasi, in the company of an expert gopi friend, daily arranges the secret rendezvous of expert Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. I worship noble and auspicious Purnamasi, who at every moment tastes the nectar of the happiness of seeing the pastimes of the divine couple. Noble, generous, learned, intelligent, fair complexion, highly born 50-year-old King Vrishabhanu wears a neatly clipped beard. He is the close friend of Nanda, the king of Braja. To him, Sri Radha is dearer even than his eldest son, Sri Dama. I constantly worship famous King Vrishabhanu.
Anudinamih matra radhika bhavyavarta kalit mati yatnat prishyate indatrikaya duhita yugalamuchai brahmapura prapanchai vikalamati yaso kirti dasavatana. Patamadasa vilasi hantaroshen tavat Pakadami vivedodham sandhana pibhangya Pabalayati sukham yanam vihuno sunaptro Padamiha mukaram tham hurni vridham vahami.
Kirtida Devi, her mind overwhelmed with a flood of love, daily sends her two unmarried daughters to diligently gather all news of Srimati Radharani's recent auspicious activities. May Kirtida Devi, the mother of Srimati Radharani, protect us all. Mukara Devi, angrily and deviously placing many obstacles to stop their amorous pastimes, only increases the transcendental happiness of her two young grandchildren, Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. I respectfully bow down before elderly Mukara Devi, and I place her lotus feet upon my head. Lalita Devi is flooded with the nectar of intense love for her two friends, Sri Sri Radha Krishna, who are more dear to her than her own life, and she is affectionately arrogant in their presence. Every day she arranges for their rendezvous and expertly teaches her friend Radha the art of jealous anger. I pray that Lalita Devi will one day accept me as one of her associates. Vishakha Devi is the place where the youthful divine couple enjoys affectionate and playful joking pastimes. Her sweet transcendental singing eclipses the voice of the cuckoos. I pray that Vishakha Devi may become pleased with me and accept me as her student. Vrinda Devi, who is filled with a great flood of love for the divine couple, decorates the ever-blossoming groves of Vrindavan with many fragrant flowers, thus creating a festive atmosphere for Sri Sri Radha and Krishna to enjoy their transcendental pastimes with their dear friends. Let me surrender to Vrinda Devi. By the order of the Queen of Braja, charming Kundalata Devi brought Srimati Radharani to cook, and as they both walked together on the path, Kundalata pleased her friend by affectionately and continually narrating the latest news of Lord Krishna. Thus Kundalata, glowing with friendship and auspicious playfulness, became filled with happiness. I worship Kundalata Devi. When the Queen of Braja brought affectionate Dhanishta Devi to cook many palatable dishes, Dhanishta, using many clever tricks, happily arranged for Srimati Radharani to meet her lover Krishna in the forest groves of Nandishwara Hill. I worship Dhanishta Devi, to whom her friend Radha is more dear than life.
Avantita kite shamana bodato munda vidya pagodot kantabi vajabhuvamuri kritikileya mudaradha krishno jodudasa sukamba diyatitam mukim nam di purvam satatam vibandi panayata Mudaradha Krishna Bhajata Jalakeli Vasaboda Skalat Kasturi Tad Krishna Gana Char Chita Jala Pramodato Pena Smita Mudita Murti Sputakara Shriya Sinchantiva Bhatiyatu Sukanna Stavinija
Nandi Mukhi Devi left Avantipur and went to the land of Braja because her heart had been enchanted by repeatedly hearing the glorification of the divine couple and she longed to meet them. There in Braja, she eternally increases the happiness of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna's splendid and nectarian pastimes. I eternally offer my respectful obeisances to Nandi Mukhi Devi. The Yamuna River, her waters filled with musk and saffron fallen from Sri Sri Radha and Krishna as they enjoy many nectar water pastimes, happily smiles at them with her foam and splashes them with the beautiful hands of her waves. I pray that the Yamuna River may bring transcendental happiness to us. When the gopis are moved by the appeal of supremely blissful Lord Krishna, they spontaneously and angrily rebuke Srimati Radharani, who is more dear to them than their own life's breath, and encourage her to again enjoy pastimes with Krishna. Bowing my head, I take shelter of these dear friends of Srimati Radharani, who daily arrange for her to enjoy transcendental pastimes with Lord Krishna. Krishna's servants, who are much like his friends, serve him in many ways with great love, enthusiasm, and respect. They please him by bringing the flute, veena, water, betel nuts, and other articles. I worship Krishna's servants who have Patri as their leader. Many gopi maidservants affectionately please Sri Radha, the great queen of Vrindavan forest, by offering her betel nuts, massaging her feet, bringing her water, arranging for her secret meeting with Lord Krishna, and performing many other services. When the divine couple enjoy their pastimes, these maidservants are not at all shy, even in the presence of the great gopis for whom Sri Radha is more dear than life. I take shelter of these gopi maidservants who have Srimati Rupa Manjari as their leader. The personal associates of Lord Krishna strive to make him always happy, for they are filled with pure love for him and thus consider the expanded ocean of their own happiness as insignificant as a blade of grass. I worship these fortunate associates of Lord Krishna, the husband of the goddess of fortune.
Tasyakshana darshanato miyanti sukina tasya sukinom bhavanti snigdha paramye kruta punya punja bhaneshwari preshtaganan bhajetam sa patnyo chaya raja dunjada rusasyo chaya samun vrindhaye Sambhagyon patagarva vibhamabhatakshi radhikaya sputam Govindaksmadapalla ballavavadubhargena yenakshanam Kridatyeshatamatta vishchutamahapunyanche vandamahi Thank you.
let me worship the personal associates of Srimati Radharani. When Radharani becomes happy, they are pleased. If for a moment they cannot see Radharani, they become so distraught that they appear almost dead. They must have performed many pious activities in their previous births in order to attain this auspicious condition in which they love Srimati Radharani more than their own lives. Sometimes Srimati Radharani becomes proud of her own good fortune, and at those times Lord Krishna, in order to increase her splendid and nectarian jealous love, briefly enjoys pastimes with other gopis who blossom with many amorous desires. Let us offer our respectful obeisances to these gopis, who must have performed many great pious activities in their previous births in order to play this role in the Lord's pastimes. The hearts of the gopas, who are affectionately protected by Krishna, are wrapped in meditation on the particles of dust falling from the tips of his handsome lotus toenails. And thus those gopas experience a happiness greater than the happinesses of millions of universes. I worship these exalted gopas. The elderly gopis consider Krishna dearer than their own lives, and thus, out of intense parental love, they worship even a drop of perspiration from his lotus feet, and for a long time they kiss his head, decorated with handsome locks of hair. I worship the dust of these gopis' feet. The hooves of Sri Krishna's Surabhi cows are decorated with sapphires. Their horns are studded with gold, and their white cheeks have crippled the pride of the snow-capped mountain peaks. I pray that these Surabhi cows may protect us. Every day when the Prince of Braja enjoys the great festival of protecting and milking the cows in the company of Balaram and his cowherd friends, Krishna's body becomes splendidly covered with the dust raised by the cow's hooves. With great happiness, he eagerly enjoys pastimes with the cows in the great forests and on the grand hills and riverbanks of Braja. Let me worship these Surabhi cows. All glories to Lord Krishna's pet bull, Padmagandha, whose handsome horns are covered with gold and studded with jewels, whose hooves are splendidly decorated with sapphires, and whose splendid neck is decorated with a swinging garland of reddish flowers. Sometimes Lord Krishna feeds the calves, earnestly placing small bunches of tender fresh grass in their mouths, and sometimes he very carefully massages their limbs. I yearn to one day see these calves of Lord Krishna jumping and frolicking in Vrindavan. The fortunate flute deeply drinks the nectar of Lord Krishna's lips day and night. I offer my respectful obeisances to this flute, which, with its transcendental music, weakens the pride of Srimati Radhika.
Duti bi mahuchatu bi saki kole na lamba cho bongi bi Bhadante patana vadinda tanaye napi kudhali ganai Radhaya sahi shakyate dvahi tum yo naiva mano yaya Bhutkritya vinadasya se sukriti nim vangshim sakim tam numo Spitasthanu vikohare madalika nadhena nityotsavam Gunachara shikhanda valgu sadasiti re nikunjagrato Tandvan kundi vihari no sukabadam sambhari he jastayo Smitpatham shikiraji tutsukataya vadam dhrikshamahe
Neither the flattering, cajoling words spoken by Krishna's gopi messengers, nor the many hints, allegories, and joking instructions spoken by Krishna's cowherd friends, nor Krishna's personally falling at her feet and begging her to forgive him, nor even the harsh criticisms spoken by her intimate friends, were able to rout the proud, jealous anger residing in Srimati Radha's heart. Only Lord Krishna's flute, disdaining all previous useless attempts, was able to very easily chase away that jealous anger.
Let us glorify Lord Krishna's exalted and powerful friend, his flute. Pleased by the music of Lord Krishna's flute, the best of the peacocks performs a great festival of dancing in the forest by the shore of a lake. Gracefully moving his handsome tail, he delights the divine couple enjoying transcendental pastimes in the forest. Meditating on this, we ardently yearn to see that dancing king of the peacocks. Lord Krishna is full of love for the residents of Braja and eager to protect them, and thus he respectfully lifted Govardhan Hill for 7 days with his graceful hand. The caves of Govardhan Hill are splendidly decorated with kumkum particles left when Sri Sri Radha and Krishna enjoyed their transcendental pastimes. May Govardhan Hill, which is studded with many beautiful jewels, protect you all. The area around Radhakund and Shyamakund is very beautiful and pleasing to the heart, filled as it is with many champak trees, beautiful young Ashoka trees, mango trees, Kesha Nagara trees, Bokala trees, Lavanga creepers, and Madhavi creepers. This area is the favorite pastime place of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. Let me take shelter of these two lakes, Radhakund and Shyamakund. The delightful forest of Vrindavan, beautiful Govardhan Hill, and the nectarian arena of the Rasa dance, what to speak of other places, are not equal to even a single particle of one of the atoms of Radhakund and Shyamakund. Let me take shelter of these two lakes, which are more dear to Lord Krishna than his own life's breath. By the shore of Radhakund is a grand pavilion made of gold, pearls, and precious gems. In that pavilion, Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, considering everything else unimportant, enjoy transcendental pastimes as the two prime ministers of the deity of transcendental love. And they happily anoint that kingdom of love with the sandalwood paste of their pastimes. I eternally worship this splendid grove by the shore of Radhakund.
Kancha hantamitakspatam riditati sambimbitam dhyotati vicha tinnutanam muda patakabandhagena bimranhyo Datra bhagyabarina nimitatari trailokya lakshmyaspadi Godashyamatame ime priyatame rupe kadaham bhaji Netra pandavaguna nair alagutando mula sanchalanair Ishandasirasai-sudadadadadadai-stumbayadvidalinganai Etarishtamahopachadanachayaistannambhyuno-yugam Vrityayam bhajatetamunjala-maharajambhavandamahe
The divine couple is splendidly reflected on the shore of the lake of each other's heart. They are necklaces lovingly worn by each other. The creator Brahma has blessed them with all good fortune. They are the resting place of all the opulences in the three worlds. When will I be able to directly worship the fair and dark divine couple? With restless sidelong glances, with movements of their shoulders, and with the nectar of gentle smiles, the youthful divine couple affectionately fulfills each other's transcendental desires. Let us offer our respectful obeisances to them, the two splendid monarchs of Ujjvala Ras. In their eyes is great length, in the corners of their eyes crookedness, in their gentle words charming deceit, and in all their limbs extraordinary intense sweetness. I eternally worship the youthful splendor of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. When the demon Arishta was slain, a great lake named Arishtakund, filled with nectar and surrounded by staircases, sprang from Lord Krishna's lotus foot. Because it is the favorite of Sri Radha, this lake embraces the name Radhakund. I eternally worship Radhakund. On the pretext of going to fetch clear water, the lotus-eyed gopis again and again meet Lord Krishna with great happiness and love at Pavana Sarovara Lake,
which is filled with many kadamba trees and the pleasant humming sounds of many bees. May Pavana Sarovara Lake protect us. Parajanya Maharaj, desiring to attain a worthy grandson, once went to the shore of a certain lake in order to perform austerities and worship Lord Narayan. Partly for this reason, Sri Krishna, who is the reservoir of all transcendental virtues and the lifter of Govardhan Hill, appeared as the son of Nanda, the king of Braja, and the grandson of Parajanya Maharaj. The place where Parajanya Maharaj fasted is famous in this world as Chunnahara Sarovara, the lake of fasting. I pray that I may take shelter of this sacred place.
Sardham manasa jana vimoka nadi vargai sadam gotkarai savityadi suri kulaischa nitadama kashavanya vidhi vrindaranya varinyaranya vishayeshi ponamasi muda radham yatya shishecha sinchutu sukam sonmatta radhastali Pritya nandi shadgidita tespada pasana vrindais chatushkonhi nukdi gudubhi nirmitaya vidagdhai reme krishna saki padivrito yatta namani tandvan ashtalintan hadipadalasat sodam bhaktam prabhadhi
Ordered by Lord Brahma, who spoke from the sky, Purnamasi Devi crowned Srimati Radharani, queen of the beautiful forest of Vrindavan, by jubilantly sprinkling the waters of the Manasa Ganga and other sacred rivers upon her head in the company of Savitri Devi and the other delighted demigoddesses. I pray that that sacred place, known as Unmatta Radha Stali, the place where Srimati Radharani became overwhelmed with happiness, may sprinkle some transcendental happiness upon me. Joking and playing, Lord Krishna enjoyed many pastimes with his friends in a small stone pavilion built by expert architects on Nandishwar Hill. Let me take shelter of that pavilion, which is anointed with the transcendental fragrance of Lord Krishna's feet. As Lord Krishna was dancing with the intelligent, graceful, and splendidly beautiful gopis, he suddenly left their company and went with Srimati Radharani to a secluded place and lovingly decorated her with many flower ornaments. The sweetness of this place astonishes the residents of all the three worlds. I pray that this sacred place, where Lord Krishna performed the Rasa dance, may give me shelter. The Manasa Ganga River flows so swiftly on the side of Govardhan Hill that its waves push the splendid rocks lining its shore. I pray that the Manasa Ganga River, where Sri Sri Radha and Krishna enjoy jubilant boating pastimes, may give me shelter. In the hills of Braja, Lord Krishna and his affectionate friends, decorated with the colorful mineral pigments found there, enjoy pastimes with a great festival of joking words. In the caves of those same hills, Lord Krishna also enjoys many pastimes with Srimati Radharani. Let me worship these best of all hills. While tending the cows in the summer season, Sri Krishna, the transcendental son of the king of the cowherd men, jubilantly enjoys water sports. Both Krishna and his charming friends are eager for victory, and he affectionately sprinkles them in the broad lakes and streams of Braja. I eternally worship these transcendental lakes and streams. The leaders of the deer community, hearing the sound of Srimati Radharani and Sri Krishna brilliantly playing duets on the veena and flute, become stunned with transcendental happiness and stand still, the grass they were formerly chewing now half falling from their mouths. I pray that those deer who are full of love for the divine couple may grant transcendental happiness to me. In the beautiful groves of Braja, which are aromatic with many pleasant flowers and filled with many humming bees, The youthful divine couple enjoys transcendental pastimes, their hearts pleased by the rising waves of Madhurya Ras. Let us sweep these forest groves with our long hair. In the very cool and pleasant shade of the trees, on a throne glistening with fallen pollen and served by splendid bees carrying drops of honey, the youthful divine couple enjoy transcendental pastimes. I pray that these trees may always protect me.